Welcome to The Laptop Lifestyle. I'm your host, Alexis Teichmiller, digital content creator for brands and companies and online entrepreneur. Whether you're running a business full-time, starting a side hustle, or just beginning to think about starting a business, you are in the right place. The Laptop Lifestyle is for you, the unconventional thinker, the person who isn't afraid to step outside of their comfort zone and pursue creativity over complacency. Each week, we will unlock how to build passionate online communities and thriving online businesses. All right, Laptop Lifestylers, let's jump in.
Hey, hey, Laptop Lifestylers. It's your host, boyfriend, Matthew, here coming at you with a really good episode of me and her talking about our relationship, something that's really hard for a lot of couples, or not really hard, actually just different for a lot of couples. So kind of bringing in our relationship and what we have brought to the table and all the struggles that we've had together through long distance and through just times of trial and really getting to know each other through deep communication, even when you're 1500 miles away.
You rocked that intro. You crushed that. Yeah. Hey guys, as Matt said, Matthew Hules, who is my long distance boyfriend of 4 years, he's my guest on the podcast today because we're going to be talking about everything that he just said, as well as this aspect of when you're building a laptop lifestyle and you have a spouse or a partner or a husband, how does that work? Especially whenever maybe they don't do the same thing as you. And I don't know for any of you guys out there who follow people on the internet who have these like Instagram couple goals, you know, they're like traveling the world together. Their husband's a photographer and their girlfriend's a videographer. Like they're doing all these things and these trips together, or they're running businesses together, which is amazing. But that's also not necessarily reality for like 98% of laptop lifestylers. So Matt and I are a great example of that because Matt, why don't you tell them what you do, which is very different than what I do.
So I'm a geologist. it's a little different than being a blogger and a photographer, but so I guess you can call me an economic geologist. So what I do is I study the earth for economic resources. So my expertise would be oil and gas. So I study different basins around the world to try to learn the different sediment deposits and the different structures, and to figure out where you have an economic accumulation of oil and gas. And then I find the pretty much best way to extract that, and I quantify that.
So as you can tell, Matt's smart, and we are in very different fields. I'm an internet marketing. I'm an affiliate manager for a tech startup. I have a blog, a podcast, a vlog. I'm a content creator for brands, like all this crazy online internet stuff. And Matt is a scientist, which is really cool. But I want to ask you, Matt, what has it been like dating someone who is in a very, very different field than you? Like we have different interests, and not only are our interests different, but our career paths are pretty different too.
So more on my intro is I'm actually still in school. So I'm pursuing a master's degree in geology at the Colorado School of Mines in Golden, Colorado, just outside of Denver. So hopefully I will be wrapping up with that in December of this year and I'll be graduating. But that kind of segues into where me and Alexis both are in life. We're at different chapters in our life. Alexis closed her college chapter more than 2 years ago.
Yeah, 3 years ago.
Three years ago now. And I'm still in that college chapter. So yes, I'm in a professional school, but I'm still in the academic field where I'm still learning and going to class all the time. And Alexis is doing more of the 9-to-5 and she's collecting a paycheck, where I'm still in school, somewhat broke. So it's definitely been difficult. I feel like the distance has been the most difficult. Me being in school and her being here in Nashville, but it's definitely been fun through the whole thing. So I wouldn't trade it for the world. I mean, yes, I would love if we were together, but I'm so happy and proud of her. And I think that we wouldn't be as strong in our relationship today if one of us were to have sacrificed already for the other. I know that in our future, we're definitely going to make sacrifices for each other, whether she moves to Denver or I move to Nashville. But I feel like if we would have already made those sacrifices in the 4 years that we've dated, whether she would have been in Denver now or I would have not gone to graduate school and moved to Nashville, I know that our relationship might not even exist anymore. And I know, or it wouldn't be as strong as it is today.
Yeah, that's a great point. That'd be your sister. But I agree, because I think whenever it comes to building the life, the career that you want, of course that comes along with hopefully meeting somebody that you love and settling down, or, you know, it might mean pursuing a career. And that's kind of the stage of life that Matt and I are in right now. But I want you to talk more about how different our career paths are, like how different our interests are too. I remember 3 years ago, whenever I first got into like Instagram and content, I would like beg Matt to take photos of me, and it was really hilarious. And I was really bad at being in the moment. I was really bad at like trying to control the atmosphere because I wanted to get like the perfect Instagram caption. And granted, Matt and I were long distance, and so whenever we were together, I would be like wanting him to take pictures of me, and that isn't a problem anymore because I've definitely like mellowed out a lot. But I mean, I want to dive into like how different we were and some of the frustrating parts of the beginning of like my laptop lifestyle.
So I'm not a very good picture taker. I guess it's called a photographer, but I'm not a good picture taker, photographer. And if all the guys out there that are in a relationship with somebody that is on Instagram or wants you to take photos of them, you know that holding the phone horizontal to take a photo is like the golden sin. Like, you should never do that because Instagram doesn't work with that kind of frame. You have to hold the phone up and down.
Vertical, baby.
So yes, vertical is exactly how it's got to go. So stuff as simple and as funny as that, I just didn't know. And I didn't know just certain lightings. Oh, and especially working with your DSLR camera. Oh my gosh, there was so much to learn in that. And to be honest, at first I really didn't care. It's like, why am I learning this? Like, there's no point. But I guess I cared because I love you. Mm-hmm. And I was naturally curious to figure out what you loved and what you were passionate about. So me being, I guess, naturally curious gave me an incentive to really give a crap. But yeah, no, you're taking photos compared to analyzing rock in the earth is like different spectrums, like totally different.
They're different sizes of your brain.
It is. Yeah. I agree. So in geology, you do like in field school. So whenever I was an undergrad, I'd go out in the field and I'd look at rocks and I'd learn about them and study them and figure out how they're deposited. And if they look the way they are now in outcrop, how could they look in the subsurface? So deeper down in the earth. And you do take pictures. And then with those pictures, you recreate different scenarios, trying to figure out what has happened previously. So almost like a detective. So you see what it is now, interpret from what you know from a bunch of different stuff, what it looks like in the past. So obviously every word that's just came out of my mouth in the past 60 seconds is very different from Instagram photography, blogging, podcasting. It's just very different. But that doesn't mean there's not geologists out there that have blogs, because my aunt is a professor and she has a blog. Anywhere she travels, she writes a blog, typically about her pig or her travels to all over the world. But, and also I know a lot of geologists that actually have podcasts too. So in now day and age, it's definitely starting to coalesce and it's starting to kind of go along the lines, especially with technology as it advances, but it's definitely different. It's different workspace, different field.
Yeah, I think it really matters if you're pursuing something, whether it's an entrepreneurial endeavor, you're starting a business, you're starting a side hustle, you want to quit your full-time job and you want your spouse to support you through that. Like, you have to take the time to really explain how important something is to you. And I think if you just expect someone to understand how important something is to you, they won't, because they don't no, that's your dream. That's not their dream. And I think it's really important to take the time and the energy that it's going to take to really explain how important these things are to you, explain, you know, all the ins and outs, let them ask, you know, what might seem like silly questions to you, but they're really like serious questions. And so instead of getting defensive, because I've done that before, where it's like, why don't you understand this? Just taking the time to really meet them where they are. And then in turn, you know, your spouse, your significant other probably isn't interested in every single thing that you're interested in either. And so this is a great opportunity for you to learn a lot more about them and about what they're passionate about. So ask them questions, get curious about their interests, because it goes both ways. Like, just because you want to start, you know, a side hustle or you're an entrepreneur doesn't make your dream any better or more significant than someone else's, just because their path might be different than yours. And so really make sure that you work as a team and you truly respect one another's dreams, because if you don't have that mutual respect and understanding, then it's really difficult, I think, to make things work, because you end up fighting, or you end up just not communicating at all about what's important to you.
Yeah. And I feel like some of our passions that we've expressed with each other, yes, you do have a lot of passions that I'm not interested in, right, but I'm proud of you and I would love to know more about them because you're interested in them. And same with me, like I love penny pinching and doing a budget and literally figuring out what the price is on an oil field. I love coming up with an economic evaluation, a geologic and economic evaluation.
Yeah. And you like trading stocks, you like investing, yeah, like a lot of and things that I'm just not that interested in, but I've learned a lot more because,
and I've done the same
because you've taught me. Yeah.
Yeah. No, and I've learned a lot from you too, but also there are those passions that we don't share, those interests that we're interested in independently, but there's also those things that we do share. So different business endeavors that we'd like to start up in the future, whether it be a creative space or a co-working space or a coffee shop or real estate. Like there are those areas of being an entrepreneur where we do come together and we're like, hey, we share the exact same passion and fire for that. And I can't wait till we do that someday. So it's different. It's different categories.
Yeah. And I've had several people, even in podcast interviews that I've been on other people's podcasts, or I'll have you laptop lifestylers reach out to me and you guys want to know, like, how do you make a relationship work whenever you're in different career paths, which is a big reason that I wanted to do this episode. And something I always say is that it's really important to make sure that you and your significant other have the same core values. Like whether Matt is in the same career path as me or not, we both have the same core values that we both want to do work that matters, that impacts the world. We both want to be a witness for God in whatever work that we're doing. And we also want to make sure that we're both growing in our career personally, like as individuals, that we're growing, we're being challenged, we're having, you know, our perspectives widened. And that's important to us. So no matter if I'm a scientist or I'm a podcaster, like those core values are the same. And I think sharing those with your significant other, or at least identifying what are the core values for you and that are really important to you in your whole life, and then what's really important to your significant others, and you know what core values do you have the same, and what core values do you have differently. Now, if you have a lot of different core values, I think it's like really hard to make that relationship work if you're just fundamentally just have different core values. But hey, I mean, you can make it work. I'm just saying.
We're creators.
Yeah.
I feel like that's another thing that keeps us together is we love to create. We want to create something new and we just want to be creative thinking, always mm-hmm. thinking out of the box, always doing what others aren't doing.
Yeah. Yeah. And I also think like building a laptop lifestyle where you working remotely, that's a big thing that's helped Matt and I's relationship be able to be successful, is because I do work for a remote company, so I can work remotely from Denver for a week and we get to spend time together. And so I'm lucky on that aspect. But I'll also say that when you as an individual are building a laptop lifestyle, so you're traveling, you're, you know, whatever that looks like for you, also making sure that your significant other really respects your goals with that. So I travel all the time for work and for my personal stuff, working with brands. And so it's important for Matthew to know that travel is really important to me, whether I go on trips with him or not. Like, I love traveling with Jess, who's been on the podcast several times. She's my business partner. Like, we create content for hospitality brands. And sometimes that doesn't include Matt. And whether, I don't know, that, I don't mean for that to sound harsh.
No, but I feel like I can't be included. Because if I were to go on that, I'd literally just be standing there. Like, this is so cool, but I wouldn't be of any use.
No, you would. I mean, like, I love traveling with you. So I love building experiences and adventuring with you. But content trips and vacations are very different. Like,
it's like a business trip.
Yeah. Whenever you have a content trip and you're doing something for your business, you have a deliverable that you have to deliver at the end of that trip. Whereas a vacation, it's just like, it's just fun. But even whenever we get married, like, I'm still going to travel for work and I'm going to travel for personal. And like, those are goals of mine that I want to continue to grow my content business. And that, like, that has to be as you grow your laptop lifestyle life. You know, that also includes making sure that your significant other is on the same page as you with what your goals are for whatever you grow that into. And sometimes when you don't communicate, and we've had this before, when you don't communicate what your goals are or what your end goal is, and then all of a sudden you get there and your significant other is like, wait, what? I had no idea this was important to you, or I had no idea this is what you wanted to do. And like, always making sure that you're communicating what your goals are and how you play into that together and how you can support each other in that. Do you have anything to add to that? No. Okay. So
I agree.
So sorry again, like, I sound very raspy because I'm still sick from the sinus infection, but I have another question for you. When it comes to dating someone who puts their whole life on the internet, like, I'm very vulnerable with a lot of my Instagram posts. I am very open with pretty much everything I share online. How has that been like for you dating someone who kind of has, you know, this persona on the internet?
It fits with me well, is because anybody that knows me knows that I'm an open book as well. And I share anything and everything. Like, I don't hide behind anything. If somebody knows me, they know my whole self. Like, there's nothing that they'll find out in the future.
Yeah.
So, and that's the same with you. You share your heart. You share exactly how you feel, and you're very passionate. And you share amazing things. Like, just shout out to you. You share amazing things that impact more people than you will ever know. And I'm very proud of you for that. And like, I mean, as you can tell, like, so many people listen to your podcast and are following you on Instagram and love actually reading the reading the captions that you put. I mean, yes, your photos are absolutely amazing, and you do a good job, especially when I take them. But your captions actually mean something. It's not just an emoji or it's day at the beach. It actually says something to the young men and women that follow you, and they get something out of it, and they realize that, hey, like, if I am having struggles, I don't have to struggle with those alone. Mm-hmm. So personally, I am proud of you, and I love what you post on Instagram. And when you post about us, I love it. I feel famous. I'm like, oh my gosh, there's whatever, 10,000 people viewing this photo of me.
Thank you so much. You're so sweet. I did not ask him to say all that. It was very kind. I think that goes back to like being open with vulnerability in your business, in your life, but also in your relationships. And that's something that Matthew and I have worked really hard to cultivate, is being very open and vulnerable with each other, even whenever we don't necessarily like what the other person has to say, or it's really hard for us to open up and talk. How do you feel like vulnerability has played a massive effect in our relationship and has helped us, you know, just be really like communicative and be very open and honest about what our goals are, especially whenever, you know, we live far apart from each other?
Communication, communication, communication. Literally, communication is huge.
Yeah.
And it's definitely helped us through the hard times. And it's been obviously amazing during the good times. I'm the kind of person that if something doesn't entirely go my way, I kind of shut off. I don't want to talk about it. And Alexis is that same way sometimes. She's like, hey, I don't want to talk about it. I want to take some time to think about it. But I'm the kind of person where it's like, I don't want to talk about it. really don't want to think about it and really don't want to come back to this topic. So it's definitely been really hard, but vulnerability has definitely helped us to grow stronger, grow together, and kept our morals in sync, and just kept our relationship in sync, and helped us communicate better, communicate stronger, and always just being there for each other.
Okay. What is your advice for someone listening? They're a laptop lifestyler and they're dating somebody, but their significant other either doesn't support what they're doing. They think they're crazy. They don't understand the world of the internet or Instagram or any of it. Like, they're just so removed from it. What kind of advice would you give for someone, and how do they connect with their significant other on that?
I would say the same thing that I've been saying over and over again is just communication. Just putting out those expectations will set your significant other, your spouse, up for success, because showing them exactly what you're passionate about and what you expect from them you're literally just laying it out there in front of them so that all they can do is just succeed. So communication.
Yeah. And I would say if your significant other is not supportive after you do that, like after you're very open, you say what's important to you, you expect, hey, like, this is really important, I would love for you to celebrate me in this, and they still don't get it and they don't want to get it, I would recommend reevaluating your relationship a little bit. Like, if something is so important to you and your significant other is not into it at all, I would highly recommend kind of reevaluating what your relationship path is. And, you know, maybe you guys should continue to have that conversation. I think it's important to come to, like, maybe a middle ground and find that common ground. And maybe there's a place that you're missing it too with them. Maybe there's something that's really important to them that you could support better. So I'm so glad that we had this conversation. I feel like this hopefully will help a lot of laptop lifestyles out there who are dating someone that's not their Instagram husband, who's not someone that, you know, does everything with them and, you know, is in a different career field altogether. Because I just want to show that this is, like, the real side of my laptop lifestyle. And I have the privilege of dating someone who's very supportive and, you know, interested in my creativity and my personal development and my heart, but also we're very different and we have different career paths, and that's okay. And you don't have to be, you know, integrated with every single part of each other's life. You just have to have a mutual understanding and respect for what's important to the other person. Do you have any lasting thoughts, Matthew?
I do. She could just tell. She could look at me and tell. No, so not every photo shoot that you do as a couple is going to be fun. Because there's plenty of photo shoots where we have a blast. There's plenty of photo shoots where, I mean, you're just easy to have fun with.
You're so
but
sweet.
There's plenty of times where I take pictures of this girl and it is amazing and you just look beautiful like always and we have so much fun. The day's perfect. Or there's plenty of times where she's perfect, the day's perfect, and I'm not in the mood. I'm not in the mood to take photos. I'm not in the mood to be in photos, do any stories on Instagram. It's just not my thing.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's definitely give and take. I mean, yes, there's times where she needs to be like, hey, he's not feeling it today. That's not, like, there's nothing wrong with that. Right. But there's also days where I need to be like, hey, Matthew, get your crap together. Like, let's take some photos for Alexis. This is what she loves. And just do this for her because it means a lot to her.
You're so sweet. That's a good point, too.
Sacrifice.
Like, it's a give and take. You know,
yeah.
You have to be aware, too, of, like, when your significant other's feeling uncomfortable or just not into it. All right, guys. Thank you guys so much for listening to this episode of The Laptop Lifestyle. Thank you, Matthew, for being an amazing human being and for being on the show. And I just really appreciate you guys listening. If this show resonated with you guys, I would love if you could screenshot your podcast player right now and just tag me in it and let me know what you guys thought. This is a very open and honest podcast episode. I feel like having my boyfriend on here. I've never done anything like this. I've had the show for 2 years. And I just kind of was thinking the other day how a massive part of my success and of my failures and of my journey has been with Matthew by my side. And I think it's really important to find that significant other in your laptop lifestyle journey who's going to support you. So again, please screenshot this or just DM me on Instagram at Alexis Teichmiller or DM Matt at Matt Hules. And we'd love to hear from you guys. We really appreciate you guys taking the time to listen. And I hope you guys have an amazing day.